Congress has approved and President Obama signed a transportation bill which extends the federal designation for the proposed Interstate 11. The highway will run from the Arizona-Mexico border north through Las Vegas and to Reno. Scott Higginson is the executive director of the Interstate 11 Coalition.
Interstate 11 is a project that has long been considered to run from Mexico all the way to Canada. Its original designation by Congress was simply from the Wickenburg area to Las Vegas. So we're very excited about this step that has now been taken by Congress to extend the designation, especially here in Arizona, all the way to the Mexican border.
Does this expanded designation mean anything for the timeline or the funding mechanism to actually get this freeway built?
It does not affect the timeline. What it does do is affect the perception of its reality. Congress, by designating the entire stretch of I-11 now from border to border, makes it a more viable project in everyone's eyes because it is now an official part of the interstate system of the United States. The designation does nothing in providing funding. The process will continue to go forward with the conducting of the environmental assessments that must be done and before a specific route is determined, and frankly, before any money can be spent on the I-11's construction.
When you talk about perception, are you talking about potential private investors in this freeway, or is there someone else you're talking about to whom the perception of this project matters?
I think it's everyone. I think it's just making I-11 a reality is what the designation does. It is now an official highway, freeway of the interstate system of the federal government. And so from the public to investors to organizations that are supportive of increasing the flow of commerce in the United States, this designation is significant because it now acknowledges not only the need here in Arizona, but the federal need of having a new interstate system running north and south through the Intermountain West.
Do you think that federal acknowledgement will ultimately lead to federal dollars to pay for this project?
Certainly, it will help, but it will not be entirely funded by the federal government. And another thing that people need to recognize is that this proposal is not designed to one day build an interstate in its entirety all the way from the border with Nevada to Mexico. Interstates are built in interims and in different levels of construction. Already, ADOT is working at improving and widening US 93 between Wickenburg and Las Vegas. They've spent millions of dollars in that project, and they're building it to freeway standards so that one day those improvements will be a part of the Interstate 11 corridor. And so what will happen is, over time, different segments and pieces of the Interstate 11 alignment will be built to freeway standard as needed. But before that, they may just be a four-lane divided highway for a period of time.
Do you anticipate that ultimately, once this freeway starts getting built, it will be the proverbial public-private partnership?
I think that has potential. Public-private partnerships are becoming more used and acceptable across the country in building freeways, but it's way too early to determine if that will be a specific use. It certainly is one that has the potential of being employed in getting I-11 built.
Scott Higginson is the executive director of the Interstate 11 Coalition. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure.